Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Kedoshim. Sanctified, consecrated, sacred. Week 30, Fifth Aliyah. If the people of the community close their eyes when that man gives one of his children to Molech, and they fail to put him to death, I will set my face against that man and his family, and will cut off from their people both him and all who follow him in prostituting themselves to Molech. Leviticus 20, verses 4 and 5. Who would like to sacrifice his children? Many of the Torah's commandments are given to uproot idolatry from the sacred people. It's difficult for those raised in a monotheistic society to imagine how the influence and ideology of polytheism in those times and cultures were. To give a child to Molech implied to burn him or her alive in honor of that false deity. Hashem had to take very strict disciplinary measures through death penalty to cut all that darkness for good. A person under the influence of deceiving idolatry spirits is emotionally attached to those evil customs, and the only thing that can deliver him is that the words of the Torah enter his heart with the fire of the Eternal's spirit. Let us ask ourselves this question. Are we practicing or approving of those who practice idolatry in any way? Even though idolatry may not be as barbaric as we see in this text, can there be similar behaviors in the culture in which we were raised? Are we following idolatrous ideas that result from paganism? Do we hate pagan practices, or do we accept them? Can abortion be similar to giving a son to Molech? Could giving our children to teachers, nurseries, and schools that don't share our values be similar to sacrificing our children to an idol? To sacrifice a child in fire when still a baby, or educating him or her with no instruction in the Torah or Mashiach, the Messiah, so that eventually he or she could be burned in the lake of fire? What's the difference? Who gives their children idolatry-related toys or games to play with? If we allow our children to be influenced by mystical games, toys and books, satanic-inspired music, virtual games full of evil spirits, and movies loaded with violence, sex, and magic, are we not risking their souls to be lost forever? May the Eternal grant us lots of wisdom and firmness so that none of our children are lost, so that we can present ourselves on the judgment day and say, Hineni, here I am, and the children the Lord has given me. Isaiah 8, verse 18. And while I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost. John 17, verse 12. If one of your children is on a wrong path, fast, pray, and do what is written in Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19. Arise, cry out in the night, as the watches of the night begin. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for the lives of your children. May none of our children be lost. Shalom.